job in order to enter into spiritual life, two things are required, as enunciated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ei rupe brahmanna bhramite kono bhagwan ji guru krishna kripay pay bhakti lata bij. The living entities, they are wandering throughout the universe, changing body, transmigrating from one body to another, one place to another, one planet to another. But they are rotating within this universe, material universe. Brahmanda Bhramite. This science is unknown to the modern education department. How the spirit soul is transmigrating from one body to another, and how he is being transferred from one planet to another. We have got our book, Easy Journey to Other Planet. So, Guru can help you to transmigrate from this planet directly to the spiritual sky, where there are innumerable spiritual planets. They are known as Vaikuntha Loka. And the topmost planet in the spiritual sky, that is called Goloka Vrindavan. That is Krishna's planet. By Krishna consciousness movement, we are trying to give information how one can be transferred directly to the Goloka Vrindavan planet, Krishna Loka. That is our mission. So, what is the difference between this material world and the spiritual world? The difference is that in the material world, you have to change your body, although you are eternal. Nitya shashvata nahannati hanumane sarire. You are not destroyed after the annihilation of this body, material body. But you transmigrate to another body. And that body may be one of the 8,400,000 of forms. There are 8,400,000 of forms. Jalajanavalakhani, there are 900,000 forms in the water. 2,000,000 forms of trees and plants. 1,100,000 forms of the insects. And then 1,000,000 forms of the birds. And then 3,000,000 forms of the beast. And then we come to this human form of life. Now, it is our choice whether you are going to be transferred again to the cycle of this transmigration of the soul from the one body to another in the lower species of life, or you want to be transferred to the spiritual sky, and you can transfer yourself to the highest spiritual platform, which is known as Goloka Vrindavan. That is your choice. You have been given the chance of this human form of body to make your choice. You are completely under the control of material nature, but the material nature gives you a chance to get this human form of body. Whatever you like, you can do. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva vrata devan pitrin janti pitri vrata bhutani janti bhute ja madja jinopi janti ma. The purport is that those who are going, trying to be elevated to the higher planetary system, which is called Devaloka, or the planets of the demigods, there the standard of living, duration of life is very, very large. Or if you want to be transferred to the Pitri Lokas, or in the Lokas of the ghost Bhuteja, or if you want to be transferred to the Loka where Krishna lives, Madhya Jinopi Jantima. Now it depends on your practice. But the rotating, wandering within this material world from one body to another or from one planet to another, that is not advised. That is called samsara. Samsara means material existence. That is called samsara. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. You take your birth once in some form of body, you live for some time, then you have to give up this body, then you have to accept another body, then again live for some time, then give up that body, again accept another body. In this way it is going on. That is called samsara. Rotating within this material world. That is compared with Dabanam. Dabanam means forest fire. Forest fire, you have got experience, you have seen, might have. In the forest, nobody goes to set fire. But it takes place. Everyone knows it. Similarly, within this material world, nobody wants to be unhappy. Everyone is trying to be very happy. But he is forced to accept unhappiness. This is the position. That's what is called Dhavana. Dhavana means nobody willingly sets fire. But there is fire in the forest. Similarly, in this material world, everyone is trying from time immemorial, even at the present moment. There is some occasional war, a world war, and they manufacture some means. In our days, when we were young men, there was a League of Nations. Perhaps some of you may know. When the 1919, when the First World War finished, these nations, they formed a League of Nations. League of Nations means just to arrange for peaceful living between the nations. So there was forest fire again. Nobody wanted war, but there was Second World War again. And again they are trying to the League, United Nations. But the war is going on. The Vietnam War is going on, the Pakistan War is going on, and many others are going on. So you may try your best to live very peacefully, but nature will not allow you. There must be war. It is not possible. In the history, especially in European history, there were so many wars. Carthaginian War, Greece War, Roman War, 7 years war between France and England, and 100 years war, so far you have read in the history. And the war feeling is going on. Not only between nation and nation, between man to man, neighbor to neighbor, even between husband and wife, father and son, this war is going on. This is called Dhavana, forest fire. forest fire means, in the forest, nobody goes to set fire, but automatically, by the class friction of the dried bamboo, there is electricity and it catches fire. Similarly, although we do not want unhappiness, still by our dealings, we create enemies and friends, and there is fight, there is war. This will continue. This is called saṃsāra dāva. Try to understand. So, guru means, spiritual master means, who can deliver one from this forest fire. Just like when there is forest fire, the animals are very much disturbed and they die mostly. The snakes, they die immediately. So, this forest fire, saṃsāra dāvānala, is going on perpetually, and the person or the authorized person who can deliver you from this forest fire of material existence, he is called guru or the spiritual master. Saṃsāra dāvānala līra lōka trānāya kāruṇya ghanāghanatta. How he delivers? What is his means? The same example, when there is fire in the forest, you cannot send fire brigade or you cannot go there with bucket full of waters to extinguish the fire. That is not possible. Then how it will be extinguished? Fire means it requires water to be extinguished. But where the water is coming from? From your bucket or from your fire brigade? No, it must come from the sky. It must come from the sky. When there will be torrents of rain from the sky, these blazing forest fire will be extinguished. So, this rains from the sky, it does not depend on your scientific propaganda or manipulation. It depends on the mercy of the Supreme Lord. So, the spiritual master is compared with the cloud. Just like from the cloud there is torrents of rain. Similarly, a spiritual master is considered just like cloud. Saṃsāra dāva nala līra lūka. Just like cloud takes the water from the sea. Cloud hasn't got its own water. Cloud takes water from the sea. Similarly, spiritual master brings mercy from the Supreme Personality of God. Just see the comparison. He has no own mercy, but he carries the mercy of the Supreme Personality of God. That is the qualification of spiritual master. A spiritual master will never say that I am God, I can give you mercy. No. That is not spiritual, that is a bogus, pretender. A spiritual master will say, I am servant of God. I have brought His mercy. Please take it and be satisfied. This is spiritual master's business. Just like a post peon. A post peon, when he delivers you some large amount of money, it is not his own money. The money is sent by somebody else, but he honestly delivers it. Sir, here is your money, take it. So you become very much satisfied with the peon. Although it is not his money, but when in case of need, you get the money sent by your father or somebody else, brought by the peon, you get very much satisfaction. Similarly, we are all suffering in this blazing fire of material existence. The spiritual master brings the message from the Supreme Lord and delivers you. And if you kindly accept, then you will be satisfied. This is the business of the spiritual master. Saṃsāra dāva nala līla lōka trānāya kāruṇya ghanāghanatyam prāptasya kalyāna gunārnavas bandī gurasī charanārvinda. So, spiritual master is offered of incenses. Sir, you have brought the mercy from the Supreme Lord. Therefore, we are much obliged to you. To deliver us, you have come. We offer our respectful obeisance. This is the meaning of this verse. Bandi Guru Sri Charanaravinda. That means the first qualification of the spiritual master or guru is to deliver you some message by which immediately your blazing fire in the heart will be stopped. This is the test. Everyone has blazing fire within the heart. That is the proof of material existence. Nobody is without anxieties. That blazing fire means anxieties. Always, everyone has got anxiety. Even the small bird, he has got anxiety. You give the small bird some grains to eat, he'll eat it, but he's not very peacefully eating. He'll see this way, that way, if somebody is coming to kill me. Yeah. This is material existence. Everyone, even President Nixon, he is also full of anxieties. What to speak about this? Even Gandhi in our country was full of anxieties. All politicians, they are full of anxiety. Although they hold very exalted posts, still the material disease, anxiety is there. So if you want to be anxiety-less, without any anxiety, then you must take shelter of the guru or the spiritual master. And the test is that by the instruction of guru, by following the instruction of guru, you will be anxiety-less. This is the test. Saṁśāra-dāvā nalalīra-lōka trānāyakārinya-dhanāghanatyam praptasya kalyāna gunānavasya bandhi guru sri charanā. Don't make a cheap guru or a fashion guru. Just like you keep sometimes a dog as a fashion. Similarly, if you want to keep a dog or if you want to keep a guru as a fashion, I have got a guru, that will not help. You must accept a guru who can extinguish the blazing fire of anxiety within your heart. That is the first test of guru. Then the second test is Mahaprabhu Kirtana Nitya Gita Bhaditya Madhyan Manasura Sena. Guru, the second system is, symptom is that Guru is always engaged in chanting Mahaprabhu, glorifying Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is his wisdom. Mahaprabhu Kirtana Nitya Gita. He is dancing and chanting. By chanting the holy name of the Lord. Because this is the remedy for all calamities within this material world at the present moment. At the present moment, nobody can meditate. The so-called meditation is humble. It is very difficult to meditate in this disturbing age of Kali. Therefore, Shastra says, Krite jat dhyato Vishnu. Meditation means dhyan, dhyato. So krite in the Sattva-yuga, when people used to live for 100,000s of years, the Valmiki Muni, he got perfection by meditation after meditating for 60,000s of years. So there is no guarantee whether we are going to live for 60 years or 60 hours. So meditation is not possible in this age. That was possible in the Sattva-yuga. Then the next part is performing rituals as they are enjoined in the Vedic Shastra. Krite jat dhyato Vishnu tetayang jajato makhai. Jajato makhai. Makhai means performing big, big sacrifices. It requires huge lots of money. They poor in this age, people are very poor, they cannot perform. Dāpare paricharya. And in the Dāpara-yuga, it was possible to worship the deity in the temple. But nowadays, in this Kali Yuga, that is also very impossible fact. Therefore, the general recommendation is Kalau Tad Hari Kirtana, in this age of Kali, simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, you can get all perfection. All perfection. That is this movement, Krishna consciousness movement, is meant for that purpose. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the picture is there, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here, Sarabhut. So he inaugurated this movement 500 years ago, chanting and dancing. So this is going on for the last 500 years. In India it is very popular, but in the Western countries we have just introduced 5 or 6 years ago, and people are taking to it and they are feeling happy. So this is the only process. Therefore, the Guru is always engaged in chanting. Mahaprabhu ni kirtana nitya gita. Chanting and dancing. Unless he performs himself, how he can teach his disciples? The second symptom is, first symptom is that he will give you such instruction that immediately you will feel relief from all anxiety. And the second symptom is that he is personally engaged also, always in chanting and dancing the holy name of the Lord. Mahaprabhu kirtana nitya gita baditra matram manusarasena. And enjoy the transcendental bliss within the mind by chanting and dancing. Unless you become blissful, very happy, you cannot dance. It is not artificially you cannot dance. These dances, they are not artificial. They feel some transcendental bliss. Therefore they dance. It is not they are dancing dog. No. They dance from the spiritual platform. Baditramadan manasurasena romanchakampa sutaranga bhaja. And there are sometimes transformation of the body with spiritual symptoms, sometimes crying. Sometimes there is swelling on the end of the hairs. There are so many symptoms. These are later, these are not to be imitated. But when one spiritually advanced, these symptoms are visible. This is the second symptom of Guru. And the third is Sivigrahara Dhananitanana Singharatana Mandiramarjanadu. Yuktascha bhaktangscha nijunjatopi bandi gura sri charanaravinda. The spiritual master duty is to engage the disciples in deity worship, Sivigraha. Sivigraha. In our centers, all centers, we have got about more than 100 centers all over the world. We have got the method of deity worship. Here we have not yet established, but we worship the picture of Lord Chaitanya and Guru. But in other centers, in London we have got 2 centers, 2 temples. In America we have got about 40 centers. In this way, in each and every center there is deity worship, Sivigrahara Dhananitanana. To worship the deity, to dress the duty very nicely, to cleanse the temple very nicely, to offer nice foodstuff to the deity and accept the remnants of the foodstuff as our eating. In this way, there is method of deity worship. The deity worship is done by Guru himself, and he engages the disciple also in that business. This is the third symptom. Sivigraharadhana nittanana singaratanaman diramajanadu yuktascha bhaktangsa nijanjatopi. Not that he is not engaged. He is also engaged. His disciples are engaged. He is always saying, do like that, do like that, do like that. Or sometimes if he cannot, the Guru shows how to do it. That is the business of Guru. Then fourth symptom is Chaturvidha Sri Bhagavat Prasad Sadmana Trityana Hari Bhakta Sangha Krittaiva Trittin Bhajato Sadaiva Bandi Gura Sri Charanaravinda. This fourth symptom is that a guru, the spiritual master, encourages prasad distribution, remnants of foodstuff distributed to the public. Ours is not dry philosophy. Simply we talk and go home. No. We distribute prasad, very sumptuous prasad. In every temple, anyone who comes, we can offer prasad. In each and every temple, we have got already from 50 to 200 devotees, and outsiders also, they come and they take prasad. This introduction is also another symptom of Guru, prasad distribution. Chaturvidha, not ordinary. Chaturvidha means four kinds of item. Chabba chasya lajjapaya. Something is chewed, something is swallowed up, something is licked up. In this way, there are different kinds of palatable dishes. Chaturvidhasri, chaturvidha means four kinds of, different types of, varieties of prasad. Chaturvidhasri, Sri Bhagavat Prasad. Sri means opulent. If you eat Bhagavat Prasad, then gradually you become spiritualized. It has got the potency. If you eat the prasadam, therefore it is said that realization of God can be done by the tongue. Sevanamukhihi jivhado. If you engage your tongue in the service of the Lord, then you realize, God realizes. So what is that tongue engagement? The tongue engagement is, you chant the holy name of the Lord and you take the prasadam, remnants of foodstuff given to the Lord. Then you become self-realized, God-realized. By these two methods, you don't require to be very highly educated philosopher, scientist, and rich man and to realize God. If you sincerely engage your tongue only in the service of the Lord, you realize. It is so simple thing. It is not very difficult. Therefore, this prasadam program is there, introduced by the Guru, spiritual master. Chaturvidha Sri Bhagavat Prasada Sadvarna Trityana Hari Bhakta Sangha. Hari Bhakta Sangha means association of the devotees. These things are done. Outside we cannot do it. But if there are some devotees, we can order, please do it, distribute like this, do like this. Therefore, Hari Bhakta Sangha, Krittaiva Tripting Bhajato Sadaiva. And when he is fully satisfied that the prasad distribution is going on, he is very much pleased and engages himself in the devotional service of the Lord by chanting and dancing. This is the fourth symptom. And fifth symptom is, Sri Radhika Madhavaya Ropara Madhurja Leela Gunarupa Namna Pratikshana Shadita Labdha Chitta. What is that? Bandi Gura Sri Charanarinda. The spiritual master is always thinking of the pastimes of Krishna. Sri Radhika Madhavaya Ropara. With Srimati Radharani, his consort, and the gopis, that is always his thinking. Sometimes he is thinking about his pastimes with the cowherd's boy. That means he is engaged always thinking of Krishna, engaged in some kind of pastime. Sri Radhika Madhavaya Rupala Madhurya Leela Gunarupa Namna Pratikshana Ashad Dhanalo Lupasya. Pratikshan, 24 hours he is thinking. That is Krishna consciousness. One must be engaged 24 hours in thinking of Krishna. You have to make your such program. Just like we have at least made such program. All these boys and girls, those who are engaged in Krishna consciousness movement, They are engaged 24 hours, not officially. Once in a week they meditate or go to some temple. No, not like that. 24 hours. 24 hours. They have got engagement 24 hours. Ask anyone how they are engaged, you can ask. The next symptom is, what is that? Nikunja junarati keli siddhai jajalihi apekshaniya. The ultimate goal of the spiritual master is that he wants to be transferred to the planet of Krishna, where he wants to associate with the gopis to help them to serve Krishna. Some of them are, some of the devotees, spiritual master, they are thinking of becoming assistant to the gopis. Some of them are thinking to be assistant to the cowherd's boy. Some of them are thinking to be assistant to Mother Yashoda and Nanda. And some of them are thinking to the servants of God. Or some of them are thinking how to become a flower tree, a fruit tree, or a calf or cow in Vrindavan. There are five kinds of mellows: Santa, Dasa, Sokha, Vatsala, and Madhurya. Everything is there spiritual. That I shall describe next. Chintamani, Prakara Sadmasu. So in the spiritual sky, the land is spiritual, the tree is spiritual, the fruit is spiritual, the flower is spiritual, the water is spiritual, the servant is spiritual, the friend is spiritual, the mother is spiritual, the father is spiritual, the Lord is spiritual, and his associates are spiritual. Everything, therefore oneness, absolute. Everything absolute, although there are varieties. These varieties, the spiritual varieties, are simply reflections in this material world. Just like there is a tree on the bank of the river that is reflected in the water. But reflected how? The top has gone down. The topmost thing has gone down. So this material world is the reflection of the spiritual world, but perverted reflection. In the spiritual world, there is love between Radha and Krishna. Krishna is always young, Navajauvanam, and Radharani is also always young. Pleasure potency of Krishna. We worship Sri Radhika Madhavaya Rupa Madhava, Jaya Jaya Radha Madhava. We worship not Krishna alone, with his eternal consort, Srimati Radhana. So there is eternal love between Radharani and Krishna. Therefore, in the Vedanta Sutra, it is said, Janmadasajataha. Absolute truth means where from everything comes, emanates. Just like here we find love between mother and son, love between wife and husband, love between master and servant, love between friends and friend, love between the master and the dog or the cat or the cow. Same thing. These are only reflection of the spiritual world. The same thing is there. Krishna is also good lover of the animals, calves and cows. As we love here dogs and cats, Krishna loved there cows and calves. You have seen the picture of Krishna. So the propensity to love even an animal is there. Otherwise, how it can be reflected? This is simply a shadow reflection. If in the reality there is nothing like that, then how it can be reflected here? So everything is there. That mellow, to understand, you have to practice. Here we have got frustration. Here we love. A man loves a woman, or a woman loves a man. But there is frustration. After some time, they are separated, they are divorced, because it is perverted reflection. There is no real love in this material world. It is simply lust. Real love is in the spiritual world between Radha and Krishna. Real love is between Krishna and the gopis. Real love, the friendship is there between Krishna and his cowherd boy. Real love between animal and man is there. Krishna is loving the cows and calves. Real love between trees, flowers, water. Simply that is the platform of love. That is spiritual love. Everything is love. So we are simply satisfied within this material world by the shadow reflection of such thing as in the spiritual world. Therefore, we have got this opportunity of human life. Let us understand Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Let us understand Krishna. And if you simply understand Krishna, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, janma karma medibbam jo janati tatva, tatvata in truth, not superficially. Learn the science of Krishna. Janma karma medibbam jo janati tatva. Takta deham punarjanma naiti mameti kaunde. This is instruction. If you simply try to love, the process is that you worship the deity, you take the prasadam, you chant the holy name, you follow the instruction of the spiritual master. In this way, you will be trained up how to understand Krishna, and then your life is successful. This is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.